Friends, how often do we pray that we will not be deceived by the devil? How much time do we spend thinking about the schemes of the enemy? Jesus taught us to pray daily, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," or it could be translated, "the evil one," Matthew 6:13. Jesus told us to pray that because he knew the devil is good at what he does. Do we believe Jesus? Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and we've been examining the ways in which the devil seeks to destroy us. Charles Spurgeon once said, "The devil can make men believe that it is to their own advantage to do that which is causing their everlasting ruin. He can make men carry coals of fire in their bosoms and dream that they shall not be burned. He can make them dance upon the brink of hell as though they were on the verge of heaven." Spurgeon is spot on about how the devil tempts us and has led so many into destruction. It was how he got started in Genesis 3 when he pulled one over on Eve. Did God really say, "Doesn't God want you to be happy?" And Eve was unprepared. She had no answer. Why not listen to the devil? "Taking this fruit is to my advantage. How much bad could come of it?" Do you see how sneaky the devil was and how we're still paying for it with all the sin and misery in our world? Historically, Christians have made much of the dangers of the devil and his temptations. In the 16th century, Christopher Marlowe wrote a play about Dr. Faustus, this man who struck a deal with Lucifer, the devil. Faustus sold his soul to the devil in exchange for 24 years where he could live it up and have the good life. He sealed the pact with his own blood, and then, boy, he does live it up. Faustus gets money, power, wine, women, and song. 24 years later, Lucifer shows up to claim what is his. Faustus' story concludes with him warning his family not to be as unwise as he was, as his body is totally wasted and his soul sent to experience the torments of an everlasting hell. It's not a pretty scene ending. The story is a tragedy meant to warn its viewers. In his book, The Gospel According to Satan, Jared Wilson keenly notes how modern-day American retellings of this story have brought on a very different ending. I remember as a young man who loved to play guitar hearing about Robert Johnson, the blues guitarist who seemed to have six fingers because he could play like no one else. The rumor was that Johnson sold his soul to the devil to be able to play like no one else ever could. Clapton and others have praised Johnson as a legend. And, suddenly there's a new last chapter to the devil deal story. Maybe a deal with the devil isn't so bad in our day. In fact, maybe we're even able to best the devil. He's not so clever as to take us down. Isn't that what we see in Charlie Daniels' song, "The Devil Went Down to Georgia"? The devil challenges Johnny to a fiddling contest, and the devil puts up a fiddle of gold, and Johnny, he has to put up his soul. And a confident Johnny rosins up his bow, and boy, he outfiddles the devil. And the devil bows down before Johnny, who curses him as he boasts he's the best there's ever been. Or how about Ralph Macchio of Karate Kid fame in the guitar duel with the devil's guitarist, legendary Steve Vai, in the movie The Crossroads? And Macchio dethrones the devil, because the devil, well, he's not so bright after all. Or maybe that is what the devil wants us to think in our day, while he's actually up to his old tricks. "You will be like God if you bargain with me and take what I promise is so delightful." He wants our eyes to light up at the thought of fame, power, a fiddle of gold. Wilson writes, "He wants you to hold your soul cheap and the stuff of this world precious. He wants you to make the bargain. He even wants you to think you're too smart to fall for the trick. He wants you to think that you're too powerful. He likes his prey to swagger before he destroys them." Friends, the devil has a playbook full of tricks tailor-made for each of us. He knows the temptations we're individually prone to fall for, and he also knows how to stroke our ego into thinking we're not spiritually vulnerable. The Bible warns us, "Let anyone who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall." Friends, let's not buy into the myths that suggest the devil is no concern to us modern men. Rather, let's listen to our Lord Jesus and pray each day that we not be led into temptation, that we'll be delivered from the evil one. Let's value our souls and put on the full armor of God, that we might be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.